Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang organisasyong layuning gawing mas bukas at abot kaya ang music education para sa lahat sa pamamagitan ng kanilang programa, patuloy silang tumutulong sa mga estudyante na nangarap matutong magmusika ngunit humaharap sa iba't ibang hamon. Alamin natin kung paano nagsimula ang kanilang advokasya at ang kanilang inspirasyon sa likod ng programang ito. Makakasama natin ang tao sa likod ng E-Talent Music Academy, Annabel Borja. Magandang umaga, Miss A.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Martin, at sa lahat ng mga nakikinig dito sa SBS Filipino. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Miss A. At ito nga po, napapag-usapan natin ang E-Talent Music Academy, Miss A. Bigyan niyo po kami ng ideya. Ano po ba ang E-Talent Music Academy at paano ito nagsimula?
Okay, E-Talent Music Academy, isa itong eskwelahan. It's a music school based here in Wagga Wagga, New South Wales. At kami ay nag-celebrate lang ng aming 50-year anniversary. So nagsimula ito, actually, si Claudette din ang nag-interview at SBS nung kami nagsisimula 5 years ago. Kasi ito ay isang pivot na negosyo or business na ko during the time of pandemic. Dahil at that time, alam mo naman Martin, wala tayong mga events, wala mga concerts. So we have to think of something on how to further entertainment or music learning sa loob ng mga ng mga tahanan at that time ng mga tao. So nagsimula kami ng Music Academy. But we have now an in-person studio in Wagga Wagga, New South Wales. But we also have students all over Australia, Philippines, New Zealand, Canada, US, at syempre dito sa iba't ibang states sa Australia.
Ikaw ba, Miss A, ang interest mo talaga po bago ito simulan ay nasa musika talaga?
Okay, just to give you like a backgrounder lang, ako ay isang regalado. Back in the Philippines, ang regalado talaga known for musicians. So ako ay laki sa isang pamilya na talagang lahat ay mga musikero. Ako ay isang pamangkin ni Jun Regalado, ang ating Asia's Best Drummer, na ang kanyang mga anak na si Jun Regalado ay drummer ni Bamboo, drummer ng Neo Color, si Nino Regalado. At ang ama ko din na Lumao ay isang physician musician, isa siyang songwriter, doctor, songwriter, ayan. At syempre, hindi natin maalis din ang aking experience in ABS-CBN bilang Vice President Managing Director of Star Records. So, ayan, humubog tayo ng mga talents ng Eric Santos, Shirin Regis, Gary Valenciano, Piolo, at gumagawa tayo ng mga musika sa ABS, mga theme song ng mga programa sa ABS. At songwriter din tayo. So, nasa dugo ang musika. So, nung dumating ako dito sa Australia, sabi ko, syempre, yun kung anong passion natin, 'di ba? Yan ang magandang simulan at magandang ibahagi sa mga naririto rin natin kababayan din sa Australia.
Napakalawak pala ng iyong background, Miss A, talaga sa musika. Kaya naman talaga nandito ka sa ganitong field na kung saan nakabuo ka ng isang programa. At ito pong e-music, E-Talent Music Academy Scholarship Program ay binuo ninyo. Bakit po ninyo naisipang gumawa or bumuo ng ganitong programa?
Okay, nagsimula ito ng October namin linaunch, kasabay ng ating 50-year celebration at 10th year naman, anniversary naman ng E-Talent International. Yun yung mga nagdadala ng mga concerts dito sa Australia, and kakatapos nga lang ng atin ng SB19 tour last year, ano, na kung saan nakasama ka namin sa press conference. At kaya binuo namin itong giving back program. Nang sa eskwelahan ng E-Talent Music Academy, we are looking for five beneficiaries na magiging aming Music Academy scholars. So sa tulong yan ng aming mga Music Academy angels, at we were really delighted, happy, and grateful to all the donors at mga sponsors who initially gave some money, some donations for us to roll this program over. So ngayong taon, Martin, naghahanap kami ng 5 na mapapalad na pipiliin naming mga scholars para sa Music Academy Angels program namin.
At doon nga sa 5 po, Miss A, nakita ko na iba't ibang klase mga adult or kabataan o individual ang hinahanap ninyo. May Aboriginal, may person with disability. Pwede mo ba kami bigyan ng background po o yung listahan kung bakit ito yung mga hinahanap ninyo?
Yes, okay. So as part of our giving back program, naghahanap kami ng 5 beneficiaries. So katulad ng nasabi mo, isang Aboriginal, Okay, lalo na syempre to give back to the people who really owns the land, naghahanap kami ng mga kapwa nating mga aboriginals na willing, but siguro wala lang further means para mag-enroll at para gawin itong music lessons with us. It could be any, pwedeng piano lessons, guitar, singing, songwriting, music production. So mamimili sila dito sa mga kursong ito. So isang aboriginal, pangalawa ay isang person with disability. Kasi hindi mo natatanong sa amin dito sa Music Academy, we have also a lot of students who belong to the NDIS sector. So ginagamit nila ang musika to heal. So meron kaming mga may ADHD, merong may autism, merong may iba, meron lang silang kapansanan like frozen shoulder na as per the facial therapist, kailangan nilang gamitin ang kanilang mga daliri para sa pagpiano at sa gitara para maigalaw ang kanilang mga daliri at kamay. So ang musika ay hindi lamang just for, you know, makapag-play ka, makapag-perform ka. It's beyond that. It's beyond just music playing and singing. It's also healing. Yan ang nagagawa ng musika sa ibang tao. So we're looking for that person, may it be an adult or a kid na may kapansanan or may disability. Pangatlo ay naghahanap din kami ng adult. Kasi sa amin din, sa Music Academy, meron kaming mga estudyante as old as 73 years old na parang sinasabi nila, mga Australiano to na we didn't have time to learn music when we were younger, and they feel and they think that and they believe that it's never too late to learn an instrument at an older age. So pangatlo yan. Pang-apat ay naghahanap din kami ng anyone who is in the center link. Hindi kaya o walang finances to enroll. So basta magpapakita lang sila ng proof na sila ay naka-program sa Centrelink at pwede rin silang maging beneficiary rin namin. Isang kabataan na willing talaga, who has a talent. Hinahanap din namin yung merong talento, baka may ma-discover din tayo na pwede nating isama at pag-performin sa lahat ng mga shows na ginagawa natin dito sa Australia.
At may tinatawag kayo, Miss A, na Music Academy Angel.
Yes.
Ano ba ang maaasahan nila kapag naging Music Academy Angel na sila?
Okay. One is yung Music Academy Angel goes two ways. Music Academy Angel could be you are an angel giving donations. Donations at nagbibigay ka ng parang scholarship ng tulong. So that you are already an angel to us, to the scholars na bibigyan natin ng scholarship. Pangalawa, we call the Music Academy Angels. Sila rin yung mga scholars din natin. Dahil sa atin, angel na sila ng Music Academy dahil napagbigyan namin sila ng scholarship program na part ng aming giving back for this year.
Hey, Ms. A, ano po yung nakikita niyong parang epekto ng programa sa mga buhay ng estudyante bilang kayo yung mismong first hand na nakakakita ng experience nila, training nila? Ano po yung nagiging epekto para sa kanila?
One is based on our based on my personal experience doing the teaching and seeing how our teachers also provide the music teaching to our students. One is it's a self-expression avenue. Outlet natin yan. Ang bawat isa ay kailangan meron tayong outlet for self-expression. May you be an adult, kid, kailangan lang meron eh, 'di ba? Akala natin wala tayo sa tono. Minsan yung tonong 'yon, bigyan ka lang ng techniques on how to make it on the right pitch and how to breathe properly, for instance, you will be able to carry that technique. Minsan technique lang. One is self-expression, second, sinabi ko nga kanina, healing. Music provides a different kind of sensation and effect to everyone's emotion. So yeah, third is for mental health. May mga ilan kami na they're undergoing anxiety, depression, but when they do music learning, the happiness that it brings, the emotional effect and the effect that that music brings out to them. Siguro pang apat yung mga gustong mag-perform at gustong gawing karera ang pagtugtog at pag-awit.
Ano po yung pakiramdam niyo, Miss Ika, pag nakikita niyo sila na nagde-develop sila? Like, nagkakaroon na sila ng confidence, ng kumpiyansa sa sarili na, kaya ko pala gawin to sa tulong nitong programa ninyo.
Yes, that's the most important thing. Yung nakikita mo, especially kasi as young as 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, tinatanggap na namin sa Music Academy. So nakikita namin how they grow with us, May mong binigyan din kami ng loyalty program kasi nasa amin na sila for 5 years and we see how they progress, how they develop their self-confidence and proven at naririnig namin ito sa mga magulang. In fact, kahapon lang may isang Chinese parent who told me, "Miss Annabelle, I was so impressed with my son. He started 4 years old with us and he's already 7. He is very confident. During the Christmas family gathering, he keeps on playing songs and he keeps on playing the piano and drums and piano." So I said, "Oh." And then he keeps on volunteering to perform, raise his hands, and even in school, it adds up to the confidence in their academic performance too. Tapos recently rin, meron kaming estudyante sa New Zealand na estudyante namin yan siguro mga 2-3 years back and then pinagpa-front act na namin kay Gary V sa show. So nakagawa na siya ng original composition niya na i-re-record na namin this year and hopefully mailabas na namin sa Spotify and sa digital platform. So yeah, it's fulfilling. It's satisfying to see the growth of our students in Music Academy.
At ito sa journey nila, Miss A, malaking bahagi po ba o malaking epekto na sinusuportahan din sila ng kanilang pamilya na kumbaga nasa kahit anong ginagawa nila, alam nila na may sumusuporta sa kanila, ina-uplift sila, ina-encourage sila na kaya nilang gawin to.
Definitely, 100%, Martin. Kasi mahalaga ang support system. Kapag nag-aaral ka, I tell my students and the parents, number one, kasi kailangan manggaling ang interes sa bata. At minsan, yung magulang ang number one na nakikita ng interes. Diba? Minsan, ham lang ng ham or beat lang ng beat. Diba? Yung rhythm or pag nakikinig sa radyo or nakikinig sa YouTube, na nag-create na ng melodies, mga sinyales na yan na may interest ang bata sa music or wherever. Yung suporta ng magulang ay very important. We are just there to introduce to them. Then kapag nagustuhan, then we let them grow on whatever instrument they feel like learning.
Ang Italian Music Academy ay hindi lang sa Australia, maaari silang magsumali kahit sa ibang parte sila ng bansa.
Yes. So meron kaming physical studio dito sa Wagga Wagga. So most of our students are from here and yung mga kahit 1 hour away from us din pumupunta pa sa amin for classes. But of course, hindi lang limited to in-person students. We have students overseas. So right now, meron kaming mga estudyante from Melbourne, from Sydney, from Perth. Meron kaming students from New Zealand, na nasabi ko nga kanina, from US, Canada, and of course, sa Pilipinas. So, yan. And meron kaming dine-develop na after-school program with United Arab Emirates sa Abu Dhabi. So, we just had a meeting last week then. Hopefully, we can provide that after-school program. And another thing also, Martin, we have a tie-up with church groups dito rin sa Wagga Wagga. So, we teach to them every weekend. So, piniprepare namin yung mga bata or yung mga matatanda din na ipe-prepare namin yung kanilang worship songs para sa kanilang Sunday service.
Miss, I'm curious lang ako, did you expect na nung lumipat ka dito sa Australia, nasa inline pa din sa musika yung gagawin mo tapos nag-hone ka pa din ng mga artist or ng mga tao? Kasi yun yung ginagawa mo sa Pilipinas. Tapos nung bumunta ka dito, parang ayun ulit.
Honestly, it was just a leap of faith moving from Philippines to here, to Australia. But like every migrant, diba, nagsisimula tayong like a blank piece of paper, nothing. You don't know where you're going. But I think if you are driven with that goal and your purpose, now I know it's really music because that's where my family really rooted me. At sabi ko nga kanina, nagsimula tayo dun sa una mong tanong, ano ba ang musika para sa akin? Kasi doon ako lumaki. Parang music really runs in my blood at hindi mo pala maiaalis yon. Kung doon ka rooted, kahit saan ka mapadpad, doon ko pa rin dadalhin ng tadhana at ng panahon.
Nai-imagine mo ba, Miss A, yung mundo kapag walang musika?
Malungkot. Hindi malungkot. Well, number one, kasi ang music, it's everywhere. Hanggang nga from, di ba, from binyag. Ako kasi nung conception pa lang ng aking anak, pinariringgan ko na ng music sa kahit sa loob pa lang ng tummy ang aking mga anak. Ng mga classical music, Beethoven, Mozart. And isipin natin, di ba, birthday parties, everywhere. Christmas parties, anniversaries, hanggang kamatayan, may musika, di ba? Very important ang musika sa buhay ng tao. It could inspire, it could make us happy. Kapag nag-emote ka, makinig ka lang sa mga music, naiiyak ka na rin, di ba? Ang daming affections and effect ng music sa buhay natin.
Ano po yung mensahe ninyo sa mga taong nangangarap na i-pursue din sana yung karera sa pagmumusika pero sa palagay nila o pakiramdam nila, nalilimitahan sila at wala talaga silang kumpiyansa sa sarili nila?
Okay. Number one, it's never too late to learn something new. So, minsan kasi, katulad may mga estudyante kami nga dito, deprived sila when we were young. We don't have the finances, we don't have the means, the resources to have music lessons. But I really love music. It's never too late. Number one, it's never too late to learn something new. It's not just music. Anything in life, marami tayong matututunan. Never stop learning. Pangalawa, develop that confidence in you. Kasi ang confidence sa atin magsisimula, hindi naman yan madidikta ng kahit na sino. So once we have that and trust in ourselves, then we can do bigger and better things. Sa mga nangangarap, Go lang ng go. Explore, gamitin ang talentong bigay sa atin. If you feel that God has given us a special gift, don't hide it. Use it for greater glory.
And last question, Miss A, sa mga patuloy naman po na sumusuporta sa Talent Music Academy at sa mga nais din maging bahagi at maging Music Academy Angel, ano po ang inyong mensahe?
Okay, so sa lahat ng sumusuporta sa amin, sa aming mga parents, guardians, at mga estudyante, especially my teachers. Our teachers are not just from here. I have teachers from overseas or also professionals. Sabihin ko na lang din, of course, Jim Paredes of Apo Hiking Society is one of our guitar and ukulele teachers. I have Junjun Regalado, drummer ni Bamboo, and a lot of other musicians. Artist in the Philippines is also our online drums instructor. I have Kakoy Legaspi, Eugene Cailao, backup vocalist of Sharon and Lea Salonga. They're all part of our music academy as our online music teachers. And of course, I have my in-person teachers. I have Tavin Brooks, Pico. I have Samuel Borja, my son, our son, Roland Borja, my husband, and my daughter also. They were all part of the teaching team of Music Academy. So from all of us at the Music Academy, would like to thank everyone. To those who would like to be part of Music Academy Angel Program, kami po ay dumudulog sa lahat ng mga interesado na magbigay ng tulong para po maka-develop tayo ng marami pang magagaling na musicians who can develop themselves for self-expression, for healing, for mental health, and para rin maging karera in the future. And we're calling out those who are interested. We're looking for five individuals who are interested, regardless of age. Okay, Martin, regardless of age. So tawagan niyo lang po kami or visit our Facebook page. It's E-Talent Music Academy. And you can drop us a message there. And visit our website, www.etalentmusicacademy.com.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.